Hello, welcome back to the Two DJs One House podcast with myself, Dale Pendlebury, and my co-host here, Barclay Wood.
All right.
We're doing this via Zoom this time because of COVID and stuff. So it's weird. We've got a video. So if you want to check us out doing it live, rather than just hearing us, which is how everyone has so far, then head over to our YouTube channel or our socials and we'll have it all on there. Welcome to 2021.
Hooray.
It was a bit delayed.
Oh, God. I'm trying to act excited about it, but I'm really not yet.
You're going to look back at your face being like this. Because that's how you do them. So just a little fact about 2020 as it ended. The podcast, we actually had 1,392 minutes of content listened to by our listeners.
That is sick.
That's lovely, isn't it? It's really nice. So thank you, everybody. And because we're filming it, I thought we'd do like a funny backgrounds thing. So I told you to prepare a background because we're in Zoom, so we can change the background. Sorry for anyone who's listening, but go check it out. So is your background ready?
Yes.
Okay, right. What are you doing? The smiling one. All the other guy's really not happy. I love it. Dogs. Oh, mine's really silly. Wait, hang on. This one's mine. It's a lion pooping in a little cat
lion litter.
Lion litter.
Cat
lion shitter litters. God, well, cue the music. Okay, so we've had Christmas, we've had New Year, and obviously we did one podcast before it all just to sort of end the year off, and it seemed to be reasonably well received, didn't it?
Yeah, I enjoyed like listening to it, making it stuff. It's wicked. Like,
oh really? I listened to it in the car.
I did as well.
Long journey. Did you?
Oh, God. Yeah, it made the journey quite quick, actually. To be honest, I was like, I wasn't bored that much. Like,
so because Christmas and New Year happened, I was going to ask you, did you get anything for Christmas that was really nice?
I did, yeah. I got I got a signed copy of Michael Jackson's old drummer's Christmas album off Ed.
Ed's on board. What, is it really bad?
It's the worst thing I've ever heard, but it's what makes it so amazing.
Who's it by?
Sugarfoot.
Jonathan Sugarfoot Muffin?
Yeah, the drummer, yeah.
What's his name? Jonathan Sugarfoot Muffin?
Muffin. I've got the CD here, actually. Hang on.
Have you? Oh, wait, get it out.
Since we're doing visuals, it came with a business card and it's all signed.
It came, why? Has it got his number on it? Oh, there it is. Did you get anything else that was nice or was that your main present?
I didn't get anything, mate.
Oh.
My mum bought me a memory foam mattress a couple of months ago. That's your Christmas present. Oh, thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mum. Well, I got, you know, actually, you know, at the end of the year we said about that we always talk about elephants and nipples.
Yeah.
Well, for Christmas, my auntie got me an elephant that, not just an elephant, sorry.
A real one.
A real elephant. She heard the podcast. No, she got me a little elephant that poos little sweets.
Poos nipples.
Poos nipples.
An elephant that poos out little nipples.
For God's sake.
Amazing. Who would have thought of making that? Like,
yeah, I know. Well, and you have to push its legs in for it to poo. And I messaged my auntie and I was like, hey, I've never wanted to eat poo so much in my life. it's a sentence I never thought I would say.
Something you don't text your auntie very often, is it?
No, it's not. So also something that happened at the end of the year, obviously I spent New Year in my household and I spent it with my house roommate, Broen, and his girlfriend. And we've spoken about Broen before and he's really funny. He's really silly, but not on purpose. And we were playing this game. I can't remember what it's called. It's called something like Scrabbly Words or something.
Scrabbly Words.
Scrabbly Words. And it's where you have like topics and then someone picks a letter of the alphabet and then you have to write something with beginning with that letter. under the topics. So you have like food. So you have to name a food beginning with that letter. You have names. Right. And you, and when the first person finishes writing all of their selection, they hit a timer and you have a minute after then to finish it. So it's quite like stressed because you have to, we did something like 9 of them. So it's quite a lot to think of. And once you do it, if you have the same, same as someone else, you get 5 points. But if no one else got the same thing as you, get 10 points.
Ooh.
So you try and think of ones that are different. So you're like, and it's really, anyway, so it's really good. But me and Alice, his girlfriend, like to pick on him and really wind him up. It's so easy to wind up, bless him, little bro him. And it, and we kept going, yeah, that's a thing, isn't it? When it was us. And then when it was him, we were like, no, it's not a thing, mate. And then we were like, we're going to vote by via committee. So then he was always wrong. But yeah, so we got to this thing and he was like, mate, I think one of the headings, sorry, he didn't sound anything like that. He's like, a bro, so like, I think one of the headings should be something that's, bro, listen, bro. I think the heading should be something that's cold or hot.
Cold or hot?
So I'm like, what are the rules on that? Like, could I say panini once you've cooked it? Like, can you get away with that? Or like, what's the logistics of that? So it just didn't make any sense. So we were saying to him, like, well what is it? Like, you could say a window, but in a hot day it's hot. And do you know what I mean? So it's like, it doesn't make any sense. Or a body. Yeah.
A live one or a dead one.
Yeah, she said that. So for something hot, could I say my body, and for cold, my dead body? So, and he was like, stop being stupid. You just need common sense here. It's not like, why are you being like this? And we were like, there's no common sense in this, bro. We just really winded it up. Anyway. So we're like, fine, okay, we'll do it. And we did it. And I can't remember what it was that was said. He said something and we're like, that's not hot. And he said the same for us. And I said, a saw. Like, every time you touch a metal saw, it's cold.
Right.
And he was like, that's not a thing. But it's cold when you touch it. I said, unless you leave it in a hot room.
It could be literally anything.
Exactly. So like, this is stupid. And he said the sun. And I was like, well, what if the sun dies out? Then it's cold.
Sun dies out.
Then we're all dead. Anyway, so we had this massive argument about it, and he got really stroppy about it, and then he was in a grump for the rest of the game. So thanks, Rowan.
He's not very good at quizzes anyway, is he? Like,
no. Oh yeah, so he does this family quiz with his family, obviously. He does a family quiz with his mates.
With other people's families.
He's adopted.
Yeah. Oh,
might be, actually.
Don't tell him. Shh.
No, sorry. So he does this family quiz with his family. Actually, he might be adopted because his family are pretty good and he's really bad. And he always asks us for help when he's doing it. We're like, bro, it's meant to be you. Anyway, so yeah, so I thought that was a fun story. It really wasn't at all. And it was really boring. Sorry. Do you want to do something that is funny? You've got some sexy chat up lines, haven't you?
Oh, I have, yeah. Should we roll the theme tune for the sexy chat up lines again?
Yeah, go on, play it. Barclays, sexy chat
up lines. Oh, hang on a minute. I've just
what?
Got a thing. Don't know why, but I'm just going to do it like this.
Okay, for anyone listening, Barclays got a beret on. It tracks to your head. Okay, go on. So play some sexy music.
Now.
Play sexy music now, go on.
Hey, my friends bet me that I wouldn't be able to start a conversation with the hottest person in the bar. Want to buy some drinks with their money?
that's really awful. That made
They're
me sad.
Bad.
That was really bad.
Okay, all right, let's just dip the music back in. Let's get sexy
again.
Go on.
Okay.
Remember me?
No.
Oh, that's right. I've only met you in my dreams.
Oh, no. What is that? So where'd you find these?
I don't know. Well, actually, they're all mine. Right, here we go. Right, okay, let's get serious again. Okay. Hey, babe.
Hey.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave because you're making all the other girls look bad.
Oh, no. It's so cringy. I can't do it. I can't bear you.
Oh, come on, I've got one more.
Okay, go on, play the music, go on.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I did that. Hey.
Hey.
I'm not a photographer, but I can picture me and you together.
Oh, that was horrible.
So shit.
Oh, that made me feel really weird and like uncomfortable.
Oh god, I'm gonna take the berry off.
God, was that all of them?
That's enough, love. Put you through enough.
Okay, we'll cut the music. Well, thanks for that. That was really nice. Did you just slime your bogeys up your nose to get you on camera?
I laughed through my nose and all this like
I'll play the theme tune.
Barclays, sexy chatter lines.
So as 2020 has ended, and we're on to 2021, I thought I would read out some facts to do with 2020 that were, you know, interesting or fun. So I found something, I think it was on BuzzFeed or something, that said 31 interesting facts we learned in 2020 that will never leave my brain.
Ooh.
31 of them, mate.
I didn't think anything happened at all. These will never leave your memory.
Yeah,
it's all happened while you're inside.
There's a lot. 31 interesting facts. So I went through them and there's only 6 that are actually interesting. So I thought I'd just read out those.
All right, then 30 down to 6.
Yeah. So here we go. So the first one, play some jingle music. An extinct species... Sorry. An extinct... I can't say it. You're going to keep that in, aren't you?
Fucking right.
Okay, right. An extinct... I can't say it. An extinct species of monkey crossed the Atlantic... I can't speak! An extinct species of monkey crossed the Atlantic on its own.
Oh, well done. I should have ran applause.
That was literally not even difficult to say. Why do I struggle saying that? Okay, number 2. Mars constantly makes a humming noise. It's just Barclay's mum's left her dildo on it.
Oh, shit!
I'm sorry, everyone.
Oh, I'm going to tell my mum of you.
Just send that clip to her. It's just constantly...
How big must it be to make Mars vibrate? What are you saying?
Isn't Mars like 4 times the size of Earth or something?
How big was my mum's... Oh, God, I don't even want to think about
you
it.
You nearly said it. Now I'm going to send it to her.
No, don't. God.
I'm gonna call this episode... Barclay's mum's dildo on Mars. Barclay's mum's dildo vibrates the entire of Mars. Okay, next fact. It's likely more than 11 species of fish can walk on land. Fish can walk. Since when can fish walk?
I don't know. You never seen one ride a bike either, have you?
Just a fish. Constantly looking shocked. It uses its little fin to indicate.
Yeah, findicate.
Findicate!
Findicate. Just findicating.
Findicating, isn't that a real word?
That's vindicating.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Okay, next fact. This one's really cool. It's got part 1 and part 2. On average, lightning strikes Earth 100 times each second.
What?
That's crazy.
Is that just like God coming striking lightning down because of all my thoughts that I have? All the time?
Well,
there's
actually a part 2. Oh. Lightning strikes over 100 million times a year in the tropics.
That's quite scary to think that, actually.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to the tropics, mate, anytime soon.
I wonder how many people die from lightning every year.
I don't know. Didn't the guy that closed down Exmouth Community...
Exmouth, what's it called?
University.
It doesn't matter. Everyone who's listening to this does not care.
Yeah, but he got struck by lightning, didn't he?
Yeah, but no one cares where he's from. Hang on a minute, mate. What's the page? What's the page that I like on Facebook? It's really important, mate.
I was trying to think of the word for college. It's even worse.
Exmouth Community College.
No, the actual college, the uni. They moved them all down to Plymouth. This guy didn't, then got struck by lightning and killed.
Oh, God.
That's karma, that is.
Oh, the college.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did and died.
What, in Exmouth?
Yeah. I don't know if he's in Exmouth when he got struck by lightning.
Oh, right.
But, you know.
Karma, bitch. It ruined the town. Anyway, okay, next fact. Put the music back on. Thank you. Some bats make different kinds of sounds to talk about different subjects like food or sleep.
Bollocks. No, so some... I don't believe it.
Mate, the internet said it, so it's true.
A different squeak for dinner.
Yeah. So they go like, when they want food, and then they go, when they're like, I'm going to bed now, mum.
What noise do they make when they're horny?
That's disgusting.
A horny bat.
Why am I making bat sex noises on the podcast already?
Why not?
It's the first episode. Well, there we go. Those are my little facts. I didn't even do an intro tune to it. Hang on, just do my voice like this. 31 interesting facts that we learned in 2020 that will never leave my brain.
I'm a scat man.
That was really bad. Wait, play the scat man instrumental under it. I'm a scat man. 31 interesting facts we learned in 2020 that will never leave my brain. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Right, talking about Scatman John, I've got a bit of a link, but first we need a theme tune, so...
Okay, yeah, play the next theme tune.
So, right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is my link. This one's better than the last link I tried to do. This is really shit. Scatman John suffered a severe stutter from the time he learned to speak, which led to an emotionally traumatic childhood. He then made the song Scatman, in which he intended to inspire children who stuttered to overcome adversity. That's why he wrote the song.
Oh, it's really sweet, but...
How cool is that?
Does that mean Scatman John just stutters in his song?
That's how he talks all the time.
It's quite inspiring. Imagine being married to someone like that.
Scat, believe it, what's for dinner, Scatman? Scat, believe it, bacon sandwich.
What's for dinner? Spaghetti. It's really bad. It's funny because we've got an internet delay, so you laugh like a second after, so it sounds really fake. Or am I just not funny, mate?
No, you're just not funny, mate.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, so that was a really good one, actually. Was that the fact?
Yeah, that was the fact about Scatman John.
Okay, we'll
play
the next one.
Right, here we go, here's another one. A funk band released an album on Spotify that consisted of 10 completely silent tracks. They encouraged their fans to play it on a loop in their sleep. They used the royalty money to fund an admission-free tour.
Ah, that's really nice.
Who it's kind
wasn't
of nice.
It? Wasn't it Taylor Swift who uploaded like 3 minutes of Static and it became number one in like 2 hours or something?
That's the one. Yeah, I think we had that one on our previous podcast. You know, yes, if you want to listen back, you know, don't know which episode. Don't ask me which episode.
Right? Just listen to them all.
Yeah, listen to them all like 10 times each, please.
Thank you. And
sorry. I'm going to talk about Katy Perry now.
Oh, my favourite.
Yeah, I knew you was a big fan. So I took this one out for you, mate.
Oh, thanks. Let me see your fireworks. That's not even the lyric. I love her so much, I don't know the lyric.
Let me see your fireworks.
Secretly really sexual. It's all in your head.
Sorry. Quite sexual, to be honest. Like.
Okay, go on. Right, what's your favourite Katy Perry song, quickly?
The one about like kissing girls and that, I quite like. It's not
of course
she
it
did.
Is. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
What's that one she did with Snoop Dogg? I quite like that one.
Oh yeah, California titties, because she has thingies California on her boobs.
Yeah, they look
Californication. That's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Imagine Katy Perry fronting for the Chili Peppers.
That'd be really bad. Sorry, anyway, so your fact about Katy Perry.
I'm not even just Pretty Kerry.
I swear I'm not high. I just can't talk.
I swear I'm not high. I was like, cake.
Actually, I wish I had cake. I love cake.
Oh, I love cake. Have you got any cake? Oh,
no, mate, say the fact.
Katy Perry originally started out as a Christian rock gospel singer with her first album entitled Katie Hudson, her real name, being a Christian record. And then she came out with that, I kissed a girl and I liked it, mate.
Oh my God, something changed and suddenly she went from Christianity to lesbianism.
It's an easy step. Apparently, I've been told, like, you know.
That's a really... Oh, yeah. Barclay comes out on the podcast.
I'm actually a lady.
I'm actually a lesbian.
A lady that likes ladies.
Oh.
Well, I'm starting to grow breasts now.
Was that, it's too much bread over Christmas.
Oh, no. I need to stop eating bread and cheese. Well, the thing is, I bought so much cheese over Christmas, I've still got some left. And I just think, what can I eat now? I'll just eat four different cheeses.
Yeah, cheese and crackers or something.
Yeah, and pickles and stuff. And
I love pickles.
More cheese. Oh, I love cheese.
We're now just talking about food.
Sorry, I was still doing my music facts. Okay.
Have you got another one?
Yeah, I've got
another one. Oh, sweet. Okay, go. Okay, move from cheese. Is it to do with cheese?
No, nothing to do with cheese.
Why would actually, it be no, to do actually, with music?
No, actually, I've got a link cheese from cheese to a cheesy boy band. So,
okay, go on then.
So take that when they disbanded in 1996. So many teenage girls in the UK were openly distraught that the UK government actually set up telephone hotlines for counselling. And I remember this. It was an actual thing.
Really?
Yes. There was helplines for people that were crying about Take That breaking up. There was all the kids at school, all the girls were like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Oh, it's really pathetic.
There's a government hotline, mate.
What? That's ridiculous.
Oh no. Imagine that with Little Mix.
Do you remember when people cut their wrists for Justin Bieber?
No, I must have missed that party. It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was really fun, yeah.
I'm having a cut your wrist for Justin Bieber party tonight. You've got to bring your own blades.
Oh, no. Oh, God. You found that way too funny.
It was quite funny.
Real people did this, Barclay.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Not actually funny, is it?
Let's just change it back to cheesy boy bands. What was your favourite Take That song?
Relight my fire. Yeah. It's got Lulu in it, hasn't it? It's got Lulu in it.
I really like Let It Shine. Let me know, yeah.
I don't anymore because it just makes me think of Asda.
Oh, yeah, true. What's wrong with Asda?
Why are available.
Yeah, why are you dissing them, mate?
I'm not dissing them. It's just like, I just don't want to think of Asda every time I like hear a song. Why not? I just want to eat.
If you liked... Oh, God, we're back to
Let It Shine. Bit more cheese in my mouth. Let It Shine. Cheese. Sat eating a lump of brie, listening to Take That, crying into my cheese.
Breeze. This is shit. What am I talking about?
One more fact, quick.
Oh, God. Okay, you got toes. I'm loving this. Okay, go on then.
So when Queen wanted to release Bohemian Rhapsody, various executives told them that the song with a length of 5 minutes and 55 seconds was too long and would never be a hit. They even played it to other musicians who claimed that the song had no hope of being played on the radio.
And now it's one of the biggest songs ever.
Yeah.
Bruv, that's well interesting.
I'll end on a big one.
Barclay's still hanging on to his youth. I'm going to end on a big one, bruv, yeah.
It's about Queen, mate. Honestly, Queen's before my time, so don't be like that.
Anyway, so those are some shitty music facts. I don't know what's going on this episode. Play the theme tune. Okay, so moving on from shitty music facts, I've got a link here. I want to talk about shit.
Again, shit and nipples and elephants.
Yeah. The reason why I'm in my bed...
Because you shit the bed. It couldn't get out.
Really warm.
Been laid in it, feeling ashamed all day. Don't know what to do.
Oh, no. No, the reason why I've been sitting in my bed is I've been really poorly lately.
Oh, mate, you didn't tell me you was poorly.
No, it's not COVID, mate. It's I'm not really poorly. It's just that I've really struggled to poo at the moment.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And it's been like 5 days and all I've done is a couple of droplets. Sorry everyone, but I really have to talk about this. I've really struggled to poo and I've tried everything. Like, do you have any advice for how to poo? Because I've tried eating grapes and smelling coffee and I feel like I need to, and then I go to the toilet and I can't do it. It's the most frustrating thing ever.
I know exactly what you can do. My mum used to run a nursing home, so what you do is you drink lots of prune juice and you will shit yourself, bruv. Prune juice. Yeah, drink prune juice.
Isn't it gross?
Oh, it's better than having a poo that's been in your body for 4 months or years.
4 years? You went 4 years and went, no, 4 months. That's more reasonable. 4 days, Barclay. It got really awkward and then you hiccuped and then you've died on the video.
It's so really camp.
Can you anyway, so yeah, that was all I wanted to say, really. It was just, I've been struggling to poo, mate. I'm going to give you an update next week on the podcast.
Drink prune juice, mate, and I'll see what happens. I don't want to see what happens at all. Why did you say that?
I don't know.
I want to see what happens after you drink prune juice, mate. I'm intrigued.
Well, there we are. That's the podcast over. We've done it video style as well as just audio. So we're probably going to post a bit of this on our social media pages. You can find the full things on, you can find clips on our social media. You can find the full episode on YouTube. And you can also listen to it on all podcast streaming platforms. So there's no excuse anymore. Just there's some way you can hear it every week. Come on, people. We've done one every week apart from the last one, which we did too. So if you've not heard them, go back. We've done some really good ones at the moment.
Yeah, join us, you know, come say hi.
And I look like I'm trying to be cool by doing this with my hand, so...
You're like, so, like, people, yeah?
Yeah, bruv, yeah. So, like, if you don't know what I'm doing and you want to see what I'm doing, then watch it, because it's cool. Watch it on YouTube. Anyway, so, just to end it, Barclay's got some dogs in the background, because he's actually got a surprise to do with a dog. And we always do a funny ending because we never know how to end it. So for anyone who's watching, we're going to go to a holding slide now because we do sound effects and fun stuff. And for anyone listening, just enjoy. So here we go. So your surprise this week is that you've got a new dog, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I've got a puppy for Christmas. Look at
him. Didn't you order it from the black market, though?
We got him from the green market.
The eco-friendly market.
Yeah. It's fresh dogs.
So you wanted to kind of show it off. What does it do? Does it do anything special?
Well, it's a dog, isn't it? Have a look, it's a little puppy, look.
Look at him. Oh, there's can you make it bark? Go on, make it bark.
Go on, bark.
Barko.
Oh, Barko.
It didn't do it, mate. Can you make it bark?
Bark! Oh, let me just kick it a minute.
Oh, Barkley, why would you do that?
No, I'm going to cut that out. I don't kick dogs.
No, don't, because I want everyone to know how messed up you are.
I don't kick dogs. I never kicked a dog.
God's sake, poor little dog. Okay, made a weird noise.
Well, I love it so much, I'm going to hang it out the window, like, to take photos.
No, Michael Jackson style.
No, come on.
You're going to do a Michael Jackson.
Come on, open the window for me.
Okay, like, fine. We'll walk over there. Hang on, let's just walk over there. Okay, right, let me open this window, and you've got really... There we are. Why are you going to... Hang on, let me go downstairs. Let me get a photo.
Yeah,
right,
go on
then. Just, okay. Right, mate, I really don't think this is a good idea.
Hello, look at it. It looks really cute. Take a photo, quick. Take a photo.
Should I get a photo? Okay, all right then. But careful, because there's a road right below.
Oh, shit.
Mate, he's made the road red. That's disgusting.
The road red?
Because of the blood. That's really messed up, sorry.
Oh.
Well, that was a depressing way to start 2021.
Oh, I just thought, you know, I'd spread a bit of love and joy and stuff, you know.
Spread it over the road?
Yeah.
That's really messed up. Okay, well, I hope everyone has a lovely 2021 and we'll see you next week. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
That's really late.
So shit.
Cheers. Goodbye.